9. A few years later. For years, Dorian never tried to free himself from the influence of the book. The hero, a wonderful Parisian, was romantic and also scientific. The book seemed to him to contain the story of his own life. One different thing was that the hero grew older and lost his beauty, but Dorian didn't. He kept his boyish beauty, and the world wondered how someone as charming and as graceful as he was could have escaped the ugliness of getting old. On returning home, Dorian would go upstairs, open the door of the locked room, and stand in front of the portrait. What he saw on the canvas was an evil and aging face. He grew more and more satisfied with his own beauty. There were moments at night when he thought of the ruin which he had brought on his soul, but he was curious about life. The more he knew, the more he wanted to know. Yet he acted gently and kindly, and there were many, especially among very young men, who saw Dorian Gray as the realization of true culture, grace, and perfect manners. He was now influencing society.